The views and opinions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Live from Chicago, the crossroads of America, Papa Say. Papa Say is a highly acclaimed Hoodoo practitioner and fourth generation seer with over 50 years experience in the spiritual path. Boasting a worldwide clientele from various age, education, economic and ethnic groups, Papa Say shares a vast wealth of knowledge with those who have both the desire to learn and will to do what it takes to control the many problems in life. Celebrities and regular persons alike use these same things offered in these broadcasts and now experience true happiness and peace of mind that comes when your problems are finally solved. Papa Say uses the secret knowledge taught to him by his parents and ancestors, along with practical knowledge from the Igbo in West Africa, the Seminole in the swamps of Florida, and the old Hoodoo root workers of Louisiana. Along with his formal education in theology, anthropology, and parapsychology, brings holistic dimension that touches you, spirit, mind, and body. And now your host, Papa Say.
Adjuret, Azelet, Usia, Blusia, Metcatelin, Bahet Kabel. Esh Tami Tukat Amisbeel Loktikbi. God bless my father's children here, there, and everywhere. Bonsoir, welcome to the only genuine hoodoo broadcast on the airwaves. This is your host, Monsieur Jean-Léon Devereaux, officially known by many as Papa Say, your hoodoo daddy, promising to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Let me say that I love you, and you, and even you, and it makes no difference what you think of me, but it does make a difference what I think of you. I cannot allow hatred, jealousy, prejudice, religion, or greed to be a part of me, for I know and I want you to know that the real hoodoo brings light, love, and life to the world. God bless you. God keep you. God shine his arms around you and give you peace. May he bless your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. This is my prayer for you. It has always been my prayer and will be. Yes, but until he comes back again, this will be my prayer. Now, tonight, we got spirit messages. We got spirit messages. And we have a talk on something, too. We have a talk on bad spirits, bad ghosts. Bad ghosts. See, messages are given by the spirit to you personally. Messages are given by the Spirit to you personally. Now you let that just creep into your head that these messages are for you. Now go. Ghosts, good, bad, ugly, what? A ghost? Ghosts are just people. That's all they are. It's people on the spiritual side of things. That's all. That's all. We will all become ghosts. Oh, I hope that didn't shock you, but we will all become ghosts. One day or another, but one day you will be a ghost. Now, It's just, are you a good ghost or a bad one? Now, you can tell a good ghost from a bad ghost. All you got to do is find out how they acted while they were here. A evil sucker here is evil over there. A good person that's good over here will be good over there. Now, if you want a spirit message, you have got to call in. Got to call in. And the number for it is 646-716-9149. That number again, 646-716-9149. And then again, that number is 646-716-9149. Now, I'm going to tell you something. There are some people who do not want me to give their message out publicly. They don't want the whole world to be listening on. Well, I can understand that. I can understand that. Yeah, I can. I can. Well, to that, I gave something for that. I have something for that. And you can use it anytime you get ready. You can use it. You can use it just for its own right. For its own right. When you call me at this station, I'm at 646-716-9149. That's only during broadcast hours. Now, when I'm off of broadcast hours, you can use the other number. You can use it. And it is good. It's good for you then. All right? Now, well, all I can tell you is that if you need a number, then here's how to do it. Now, hold on.
Is your success flying away from you? Is your money gone before you get it? Does everything you touch turn from sugar to shit? Then you need a miracle from Almighty God. Papa Say is your holy spiritual advisor. He helps with all spiritual and metaphysical problems. No matter how big or how small, God uses Papa Say to get rid of them all. Papa Say can look at the muddy water of deceit and see dry land, the good life, here and far away too. Papa Say helps married people and their children. He takes them off the streets, off the bottle, off of drugs and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use tarot or a crystal ball. He uses the hand of Almighty God to see yesterday, today, and tomorrow to help you in your everyday life. Papa Say gets you out of trouble and puts you into the favored life of peace, prosperity, and paradise. Yes. Have no further questions? Then contact Papa Say at 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there is one holy spiritual advisor, and that is Papa Say. Don't miss Papa Say's quick instant blessing for this week. This will get you motivated for all that you are supposed to be and have what you are supposed to have instantly. The quick instant blessing is the surefire way to get out of debt, pay all bills, and to be free this month, guaranteed. So don't miss the quick instant blessing Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. That's this Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. The quick instant blessing. Be there.
Well, be there tomorrow. Be here. 7 p.m. tomorrow. It's the quick instant blessing. Now, be here. It is Thursday. Yes, it is. It's Thursday already. It'll be Thursday already. And it'll be ready. The quick instant blessing will be ready for you. tomorrow at 7 o'clock. So you be there. Now, I just want to tell you something. That, you know, the talismans that I have, those talismans are very, very good. They are going at a fast, alarming rate. Yes, they are. You had better get one. You better get one now. You better get a talisman for love, for success, for money, for whatever. Whatever. These talismans will keep all negative conditions away from you and will bring all good ones to you. So you make it your business to get one. And the way to do that is by contacting me, papasay@mail.com. Now that's spelled capital P-A-P-A, capital C, capital E, at mail, mail.com. Again, that's capital P-A-P-A, capital C, capital E, at mail, mail.com. Now, you have to, you know, just go on and get it. Go on and get it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about nothing. You know, if I charge you $1 million for it, which I'm not, if I charge you $1 million for it, it would be worth it. It would be worth it. Now, don't forget it now. Go ahead and get it. To get that talisman, you can write me an email. Write me an email there and tell me what you need it for. Tell me what you need it for. That talisman is for you. It is for your needs, your wishes, your wants. It is for you. It cannot go to anyone else. It cannot be used by anybody else. It cannot even be kept by another person. That talisman is for you. So go ahead and get it. Go ahead and get it. Now that's P-A-P-A, capital C, capital E, at mail.com. Capital P-A-P-A, capital C-E, at mail.com. Now you go on and get it. And get it today. All right? All right. Now, about this, well, I just got so much to discuss with you. You know, on that numerologist.com, that is something which everybody needs. Everybody is in. I would tell you to call, to contact it. Now, where? Well, I'm going to tell you. You will get a free numerology reading with that. Now, you can go to my website and get it. You can go to my website. Yeah. Yeah, why don't you do that? Go to my website at www.papasay.org. That's www.papasay.org. Now, when you get to the first page, there's a big picture of me, and it says start. Well, you hit it. You hit start. And that will come up. Yeah, it'll come up. You just go to that and you use it. You will get it free of charge. Now, you hear that? You will get it free. You will get it free. This is nothing you'll have to give, nothing you have to do. You will get it free of charge because everybody needs to know numbers. He needs to know what his numbers are and what his numbers can do for you. You know, everything you are is listening to one number. Everything. Everything. Even your health, your strength, your life, your death, everything. Everything. I'm telling you, it's better to find out now than to find out later. So go and get the numerologist.com report as soon as possible. Okay? Oh, boy. I can't, you know, what else we got? Oh, yeah. Well, when I give out my little lecture, I just want to tell you something. If you want to discuss that with me, write me an email, and I'll be glad to discuss it. I will put it on the radio. Now, I won't tell who you are. I'll just say so-and-so asked me what's this and that. That's all. I will do it for you. Yes, I will. I'll do it for you. Which is, well, it's the best I could do. It's all I could do for you. Okay? All right. Well, now, we got some plenty of songs here. And why don't we wait on one right now, okay? Let's just have a song, okay? Well, we have some spirit messages, and let's see what they want. Yeah, 704, this is Papa Say. Go ahead. Hello, area code 704, this is Papa Say.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey. I was calling to get a spiritual reading.
A spiritual reading?
Yes.
Why do you want a spiritual reading? Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Well, hold on. Hold on. Well, you don't have to worry about nothing. You don't have to worry about nothing. Everything looks as though it's going good, but that don't mean it looks that way to you. It
yeah.
might look troublesome. It might look sort of bad, but it looks as though it's going good.
Mm-hmm.
Only thing that you have to worry about is yourself. You have to worry about yourself. You have to worry about the way you see things, the way you do things, and the way things are coming to you. But you look all right. It look all right to you. It look all right to me or so. But I'm, you know, what can I say? I'm a man. I don't know. It might be all right to me, but it might not be all right to you. So
I tell you what to do. Mm-hmm.
Tell you what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Go and get a cinnamon stick,
mm-hmm.
and I want to use it. I want you to take care of that cinnamon stick in your pocket with you, wherever you go and whatever you do. Carry that cinnamon stick, and then these things will be better. It'll come out. It'll come much more. How can I put it? It'll be more known, more civilized. You know. And that's all you need. That's all you need for now. A cinnamon stick.
I said, yep. How many days? Hello?
3 days.
3 days, okay.
3 days, for sure. For sure you'll have to carry it 3 days, maybe more. But for 3 days, for sure, you'll have to carry it. But that's all. Just take that cinnamon stick. See? Hoodoo is so much easier. It is so much easier. You don't have to carry on a whole bunch of stuff and whatnot. You know, all you need is one cinnamon stick. That's
okay.
all. That's
okay.
all. Just hold it. Okay?
Okay. Okay, thank
God
you. You're blessed. All right.
God bless you.
All right, bye.
Well. Well, that means good. Well, here's somebody else. Area code 313, this is Papa. Say, how are you?
Hi, Papa. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
I just want a general spirit reading.
A general spirit reading?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, things look tough for you now. Things look sort of... Well, not disastrous, but it's sort of tough. And all you have to do is just see yourself as being, how can I put it, not a part of it, but in the stuff as a fixture which will fix it for you. Now, with that, I see money is a big problem. With the money, I expect you to take some allspice. Some allspice and sprinkle it on a dollar bill, a $5 bill, it says. A $5 bill. And fold that $5 bill up towards you. And put that in your pocket. Put that where you'll keep it. You know, and go on with that. That will help the money situation. Now, when you smoke a cigar, I gotta tell you this, the cigar is The cigar is for goodness. The cigar is for everything good that you can think of. So when you smoking, I want you to just go ahead and pray. You know, you when you take an inhale and you know, while it's in your mouth before you put it out, you just say what you want God to do. You know, I want this God. I want that God. Will you do this? Do that. You know, put it, when you blow it out, you are blowing out a prayer. You're blowing out a prayer. And then it will come to fruition for you. Now, with that allspice and that cigar, you ought to be able to do anything. You ought to be able to do anything. I see your feet growing big, too. I see you, they're swelling on you. They are swelling on you. But don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. You can go past that. Then you can go right on past that. You know, just use the old stuff. Use Epsom salt and water, hot water and salt. You know, it's just easy things, you know. But with the money, use allspice and put it in a $5 bill. A $5 bill. That is your best thing going for you. And when you smoke a cigar, always pray the words when you give it out. Always pray them out. Now, that is the best you can do. That is all you can do. Now, with that, I expect you, you should get something from it within maybe tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow you should. You see, so just do that and stay in touch with me. Let us know what takes place, okay?
Okay, I will, Papa. God bless you.
Okay, God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, we see that. We see so many people with so many things. Well, we only had two, but that's more than we had before. I'll tell you that. Well, let's get into this teaching. Bad ghosts. Now, a ghost is a person. That's all a ghost is. A ghost is just a person who is on the spiritual side. That's a ghost. That's it. That's it. There's nothing wrong with a ghost. There's nothing. You know, you can call them spirits. You can call them ghosts. You can call them a haint. You can call them whatever you want. It's all the same. It's all the same. Now, a bad ghost is a haint with a bad purpose. A bad purpose. Now, how do you get that bad purpose? Well, that bad purpose was something that was in him before he died. You got that? It was in him before he died. Don't no good person become bad, an evil spirit. And don't no evil spirit become good. It don't go that way. I'm sorry, but it don't go that way. There are people with teeth that just because a person is dead, that he's good, that he knows everything, that he's all right. That's a lie. That's a lie. And in fact, the person teaching it is very, very foolish. Very foolish. Very foolish. Why? Because any spirit can make a fool out of him. Any spirit can. can do it. Those are the people that are tricked by spirits, by evil spirits. You see, but if a person is evil while he was alive, he's the same way after he's gone on. If he was a drunkard, if he was a drunkard and he used to fight and he used to do all that, well, when he's over, he's the same thing. Yeah, he sure is. It's the same thing. Now, one thing people do, they'll say, he was a drunkard when he was alive, but he ain't doing that now. He's dead and he is. No. I'll tell you this. It could be something where the individual was drinking for a purpose. When he died, he didn't need the purpose anymore. And so, once he saw it, he decided that he was going to change. But by and large, an evil person alive is an evil person dead. An evil person alive is an evil person dead. A good person alive is a good person when he's dead. Now, some people do not want to deal with spirit, you know, a pain spirit to go flat. They just don't want to deal with it because it's a dead person. See, they just scared of dead people. They are. They just scared of dead folks. And I have to tell you, the dead cannot do anything to you. They cannot harm you. There is nothing they can do. But now, hold it. They can make you do things to yourself. They can make you feel as though they're doing stuff to you. Okay? They can even, well, at a certain point, some dead folks learn how to do things that will, you know, use people or become a part of folks here while they're alive. But that is very, very rare. Very rare. Because they have got to study in order to get that. They usually are the shadow people, you know, the big black appendages that we see, the dark ones, you know, that's all they are. And I'll say it again, if you notice, most of the ghost people, most of the people that investigate ghosts do what? They investigate them in a dark room. They do. Because those people do not want you to know about them in life. There's only one person that I know who was on TV and who investigated people during the daytime or investigated them in the light. And that was Mr. Zappas. And one thing about him, he did not allow anything to be said. If something was haunted or something was used, he took that doggone thing away from there and put it in what? Isolation. He put it in isolation so it couldn't do anything to anyone. It couldn't hurt the people that it was meant for. It wouldn't bring any ill will on them. See, that guy, he knew that spirits could affect certain things. It could affect certain things as long as what? As it was in those things. Now, that's an attribute of bad ghosts. That's an attribute of bad ghosts. What is it? Bad ghosts get in anything. They will get anything. So a house ain't nothing, a building ain't nothing, a car ain't nothing, but a piece of furniture ain't either. Some clothing ain't either. A hairbrush or a mirror ain't either. They will go in anything to make it haunted. They will go in anything to make it, you know, of a bad report. They don't care. They don't care at all. They just want people to be afraid of them. That's all. They want people to be afraid of them. And that makes them feel good. That makes them move. That makes them feel good. All they got, I'm going to tell you the truth, is nothing but a little spirit. It's nothing. His actual physical apparition is just a little bitty round globe of light. That's all. Just a little bitty round globe of light. See, so when a person looks at them and says, I'm not going to be afraid of you, that ain't nothing. That's nothing. That spirit has got to put a mirage on, a form which will make you scared of him. And so he becomes this big black figure with this big tall hat, these big long arms, all that. Now, that is not the figure. That is not the real person. The real person, like I said, is just a small round orb. That's all. Just a small round orb. Now, your loved ones can project any appearance they want to. Yeah, they can. They can. They always look younger and well done and this and that. Well, of course. Of course. They don't look like the person. They don't look old and, you know, misdone and all mistreated. No, they don't. They want to look like somebody. They want to look so that you will like them. So they show themselves that way. They take on that type of appearance, that type of body. But bad ghosts, oh no. No, no, no. They want you to be afraid of them. They want you to be scared. They want you to be terrified of them. You see, so how do they do it? It's a big black body and red gleaming eyes, or red gleaming eyes and big scary teeth or something. They always bring out something that will make you afraid. Now, they know it. They know what will make you afraid. Yeah, they know it. They know. You know how they know? Because they can look at your thoughts and tell what it is. They can look at your thoughts. Your thoughts are well known. Your thoughts are known. And so they let your thoughts go out. Your thoughts go out the way that they are. First of all, they send out feelers. They send out little bitty things that let them know you are afraid of this, that, or the other. And when they find out, those things is what it magnifies. It is. So, as you see, certain ghosts have the power to do that. But that is nothing that they can do. It is something that they learned. It's something they learned. Where they learned it from, I don't know. They just keep trying until they get a hit. Now, that is how they do it. Now, with some of you, you have had trouble in the love category. You have got somebody that's dead, or he didn't like you, or something like that. And still, this person comes back. This person comes back and it's always scaring you. Always that. That is not a good spirit. That's not, oh, well, I didn't treat him right, and so he's just back. No, that is not a good spirit. No, it's not. In fact, he's there just to scare you. Now, what's his object? It is to kill you, to make you lose your mind and go out this world crazy. I hope you're listening to me. I hope you are. The reason for that is to run you nuts. Run you stark raving mad. Mess you around, mess you up. Just fix you any way he can. Even though they have multiple personalities. When you see three or four or five or six of them, that isn't four or five, three or four people. No, it's not. It is one individual with four or five different personalities. Because I tell you what, you always see them alone. Don't you always see them come to you together as a group? Don't you see them always doing their stuff as a group? That is because there is one person. And the only thing he's done is just he's learned how to appear as three or four or five. Now, people that can do that have an uncanny ability, of self, well, really it's not self, but of projecting themselves so that they can do things which are harmful to a person. One thing that I remember is this woman was going out of her room toward the stairs, and this thing, it tripped her, and she went down and said, well, now, you know that nobody could have done that. So how did it trip her? How did they do that? It, with her leg, with her feet up in the air, all it did was move its hand at that precise amount of time. It moved it greatly. And so she fell. She fell. Yes, she did. But then she thought, well, that thing he was trying to see, if it was trying to kill you, it would have, when you went downstairs, it would have went downstairs with you and killed you. But it didn't. It didn't. The thing kept its place. Why? Because all five of them bodies, all four or five of them, is one people. Is there one person? One being. Now, by getting rid of the one being, you can get rid of all the rest. But that's hard. Oh, that's very hard. It's very hard to get rid of them. Very hard to get rid of one, because he is so willful. He isn't powerful. He's willful. But any bad ghost can be removed. He can be expunged. He can be, well, not exercised. Exorcism is too much for him. He can be removed. He can be made to go somewhere else, not with you, or somewhere where you will be in control. And that's a good thing. A bad ghost has no power. It has no power or peculiarity over you. Now, as long as you remember that, you have got it made. No bad ghost can do anything to you. No bad ghost can kill you. No bad ghost can even harm you. Now, what it can do is make you harm yourself. It can make you kill yourself, but it cannot do it. No, he can't. He cannot do it. He sure can't. And with him trying, you learn just what you have, because you are a human being. You are. There is nothing greater than a human being but God himself.
New Moon is coming soon, and you've got to be ready for it. So ready yourself with your abundance checks, this month's energy, and all of the teaching for this month that Papa Say has to offer. But most of all, be at the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings for this month. That's the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings for this month. They start on the New Moon and last for only 3 days. For the past 5 years, each and every month, this has been a special feature of Real Hoodoo and Papa Say. Many have been blessed with new homes, better finances, restored relationships, and better employment all through these readings. A new addition is, now they last from 5 to 7 minutes, giving you more information than ever before. Be there along with that special friend or loved one at the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings. That's the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings. When? The New Moon for 3 days. Remember, there's only one Real Hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
Now you remember, bad ghosts. Oh, well, we have another. I'll give you that again tomorrow night. I'll give you that again. It's the same one. Well, listen more. It's more as bad ghosts in continuum. But that's all. They cannot do anything to you. You got that? Nothing. Nothing. Well, now if you want to get in touch with me, you have a question, write me on the email. Write me an email. That's papasay@mail.com. papasay@mail.com. Just write me an email, and I'll be glad to answer your question. I'll be able to answer it in mail, and I'll be able to answer it on air, too. But just go ahead and give it to me, okay? And I'm looking for it. All right. Now, well, all of you, you've been blessed and everything. Well, now, here's everybody on this side of the world, on the other side, waiting to get in. Well, it's time to go. I cannot take any more questions. Cannot. If you had got me earlier, then I would. And I would, but I can't get in now. Now, tomorrow, be here at 7 o'clock for the new moon reading. And remember, there is only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say. Now, good night, goodbye, and God bless you.
The views and opinions expressed on the preceding program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Thanks to everyone in our entire audience for listening to this broadcast of Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio. Your host for this broadcast was Papa Say. Chatroom supervision provided by BT Destiny. The executive producer was George Carr. The broadcast director was James Best. On-air announcers were Myron Bast and Dorothy Knight. On-air announcer for Spanish was Diego Montoya. On-air announcer for French was Michelle LeBlanc. Telephone screening provided by Nicole Lofton. Music recording and engineering provided by JT's Cop Database Engineering. The music heard on this program is under license by ASCAP and BMI. On-air engineering and recording for post-program archive provided by Blog Talk Radio, a corporation licensed by the State of New York with corporate offices in New Jersey. A recording of this and other broadcasts can be downloaded at www.blogtalkradio.com/papasay. This program has been brought to you by Big Gator Productions, which is solely responsible for its content. Remember to tune in next week at the same time for Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio.